Welcome to Sundays with Sandy, a new segment on Last First Date Radio, where we believe it is never too late to go on your last first date. I'm your host, Sandy Wiener. I'm a dating and relationship coach, a communications and boundaries expert, and I want you to go on your last first date. Has your trust ever been betrayed in dating or when you're in a relationship? If so, it can be hard to trust again when you're dating. You will probably be on high alert for any potential threats to the relationship. When you don't trust the people that you're dating, you become hypervigilant. And that means you're looking for what the other person could do to hurt you. And that, my friends, could sabotage a potentially healthy relationship. I'm going to share why it's hard to trust and how to build trust in dating. Why is it so hard to trust? Well, it's often due to past trauma, like having emotional, mental, or physical abuse from a previous partner, or when you feel uncertain, criticized, or embarrassed in the past. Have you ever noticed some of these signs in yourself when you feel a lack of trust? Number one, you overexplain or talk to fill in the silence due to anxiety. Number two, you often question your partner's intentions in your mind or directly to your partner. Number three, when they are out of sight, you go out of your mind. You go out of your mind with the stories you make up inside your head about what they're doing and why they're not calling or texting or asking you out. You might also be prone to emotional outbursts because of the stress and anxiety caused by constantly having your guard up and keeping so many stories in your head. So what do we do if we don't trust? Number one, create your true must-have and deal-breaker lists and stick to them when dating. This is the most important first step. You have to know what you're looking for and what you absolutely won't tolerate, or you're going to keep dating the wrong people. Number two, debrief every date to see how you feel with this person. We often go into dating hoping they're the one, hoping they choose us, hoping they'll pick us. But if you're debriefing dates, checking in with yourself, how did I feel on this date? How did my body feel on this date? Was I comfortable? Was I excited? Did I feel attractive to this person? Did I feel bored? Did I feel interested? Am I curious to know more? This is all about you, not I hope that he feels all these things. And then you take back your power instead of I can't trust this person. I wonder what he's thinking. That's the crazy making part. And number three, ask yourself the four Byron Katie questions to determine if what you're thinking in your head is true. So we make up all these stories about why they didn't text or call, but if you ask these four questions, you can start to build trust in the other person. The first thing you ask is it true? Is it true that they didn't call because they found somebody else? Do I know without a doubt that it's 100% true? And usually we don't know. It's just something we're making up. So we're not looking at the facts, we're looking at the stories that we make up. Then you ask yourself, who do I become when I believe these thoughts? I become anxious, I become distrusting, and then turn the thought around. What else could it be? So you're going to find contrary evidence. Oh, maybe he's just busy. Maybe he's not a great texter. Maybe if I don't tell him that I enjoy daily texts, he doesn't know. And so we need to have a conversation. Which brings me to number four, speak up. Let him know that you're hurt or you're confused and see how they respond. And number five, build trust over time through observing how their words and actions line up. Words and actions, not just words. Words are cheap, you know. You can say lovely things but not mean them. Also, turning to mindfulness and meditation and therapy or coaching can be helpful in overcoming your distrust because it can be a deeper issue. I have helped many clients work through this sabotaging behavior so they can have successful and healthy relationships that are filled with trust that builds over time.
If you are ready to get unstuck
gain new tools, become more empowered, and finally find your last first date, I'd love to talk to you. Fill out an application to be considered for a complimentary half-hour love breakthrough session at lastfirstdate.com/application. That's lastfirstdate.com/application. I look forward to talking to you soon.